I love it. 720 WGN. It is Freedom Friday here on the 4th of July, the big 250th kickoff show for the 4th of July weekend. And you know you're going to get into a weekend. You're going to want to be armed with the best stuff on the planet. All of that information on the tech side, the cutting edge. And it isn't every day you get to talk to the very best in the business at anything, right? And excited to have on America's top tech personality. Of course, you see her USA Today, the New York Times, the Today Show, and right here on Techish WGN Radio, the one and only Jennifer Jolly. Welcome to WGN.
I cannot ever appreciate enough the intros that you do. Thank you for making my Freedom Friday, Dane.
Well, your business card is big, appropriately large as far as just the impact and importance you have in the industry. But here's what you're doing. Oftentimes, you know, sometimes you're problem solving, sometimes it's teachable moments. This is all about kind of the not only just fun, having fun, but being able to share it. I saw one of the things he had here. This happens to me all the time. A fireworks, when it's done right, is amazing. It's just so many, you know, sensory experiences with the sound and the lights, whatever. You take your picture because you want to capture it, and it's really underwhelming. But Jen, you've got something.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. You know, you're trying to capture the beauty of the fireworks in front of you, and you end up with a blurry at best, you know, kind of streak across the top of your photo. So I've been kind of diving in on iPhone and smartphone in general photography tips for the 4th of July. And the very first one is the simplest one. You need to wipe the lens off of your camera. Yeah, of your smartphone. You know, one of those little microfiber cloths that come with your phone, that's fantastic. If you don't have one of those, use a soft cotton shirt. But here's the thing, like your camera lens has been marinating in sunscreen, pocket lint, and potato salad fingers all day. So start, number one tip, wipe your lens.
There you go. It's so simple, right? You think about, it's like when hey, did you turn it off and then back on? Try that. You know, that it's as simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's funny how well that works. So the second tip in this idea of capturing, you know, photos that more resemble what you're looking at in real life is to turn off your flash. You know, that thing reaches about 8 feet. The fireworks are a quarter mile away. All your flash does is kind of light up the back of some guy's head and ruin the shot. So open your camera, tap the lightning bolt, tap off. While you're there, fight the urge to zoom. Pinching in on your phone doesn't get you closer necessarily. It just crops and mushes the image. So stay at that one, not the, you know, -5, not the 2, whatever it goes up from there. Stay at the one and, you know, move your feet instead. If you have to get closer, try to just actually get closer.
And then when it comes to, you got different ones for that. Now, are there people, like my family, they all have iPhones. I'm an Android person. I don't know. I feel some sort of strange loyalty to the Android side. Of course, I'm abused, persecuted in any kind of chat where they're like, who's got the, I don't know, blue or green bubble? And so I take a lot of flack, and I've considered changing it, you know, at times. But is there one model or maybe make of phone that just inherently takes better pictures?
Oh boy, you're asking me to pick a favorite child at this point. But yeah, you know, the answer is yes. The Google Pixel phones, Samsung Galaxy phones, this is one of those fights that go on and on and on. They take amazing photos. Now, does one phone beat them all? I could say yes. But really, it comes down to the phone that you use, the phone that's in your pocket. I'd say Google Pixel, Samsung Galaxy, and iPhone are neck and neck. People will call me, they'll write to me, they'll argue until the cows come home. I mean, it really just is your preference. But I've got a lot of tips on how to do the same kinds of things with an Android phone as well. Android phones do everything that iPhones do. In fact, they usually do it first. Some people would say arguably better, but they're hiding. You know, the tricks are hiding. They're a little bit harder to get to until you really understand that ecosystem. Somebody was asking me the other day, Dane, if they should switch to an Android phone. And, you know, my recommendation, Androids are, especially the higher-end Samsung Galaxies, the Google Pixels, they're for people who lean more techie to begin with. Because I think they're a little harder to figure out, and it's a little harder to stay on top of a lot of the features. But as you know, I mean, once you learn it, it's second nature.
Yeah, they want to keep it as intuitive as possible. You know, kind of standard, regular things from year to year is, you know, the fireworks. But we have had some great visuals. People are taking amazing photos of the World Cup. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Jen Jolly, not about, you know, not only about, you know, the world's biggest sport and how it's come to America and how we're doing really well and people are enjoying that experience, but also the tech side of that and, of course, much more. So keep it here. It's Dane 720 WGN. Nice. 720 WGN. It is Freedom Friday as we head into the 4th of July weekend, the 250th for America. And you hear that? Nice job, Eli, on the bumper. You are hearing that in stadiums around the country for the World Cup. And I don't know if the people know what it is. I don't know if they've ever been to West Virginia. Likely not. But here's a person who can tell us a little bit about experiences and also that sort of modern tech side. I don't know if there's any tech in West Virginia. She can tell us that, too. Preeminent tech personality. They're old school there. Jennifer Jolly, welcome back.
Okay, so I was in midfield, row 12 of the United States, USA versus Australia World Cup match in Seattle.
Amazing.
Just over a week ago. And when the United States won, the entire stadium, all 67,000 people, started singing that song. It was the coolest experience. But I was, you know, swiping through something the other day. Oh, gosh. Sorry, we're having a silver alert. I don't know if you can hear that.
What does that mean?
Siren going
See,
off
this is
in
tech help. Is that when you've lost your senior citizen and they're out and about? And this is tech helping collect them.
That's exactly right. It's an amber alert, but for seniors, maybe with some memory problems. And it happened right before we went live again. Oh. And I ran around in my office turning off all of the phones. I have several of them. And then, of course, just had to do it on this phone that I'm using.
Well, it's breaking news, Jen. It's breaking news, maybe breaking hips. You got it all right there, silver alert.
Oh, my gosh, right? So I saw that they were using that moment in the stadium of everybody singing that song, a John Denver song, in one of the Ted Lasso commercials. So you have to tell me, like, people listening to this, was that from Ted Lasso? Anyway, it was so cool, and I can't believe I was there. And that's just a moment of the technology that captures those games. It's the most highly technological sporting event in history.
It's amazing. And it is captured just so much excitement. I know that this would be big no matter what, because there is so much excitement of it for around the world, lots of soccer fans. But to have the United States sort of dovetailing with this opportunity to have these games played here, the fact that the team is as good as it's been in a quarter century is really cool. I think it's really great, not only for fans. I think it's great for the sport, right? This is big.
Oh, it's huge. And Dane, just to give you an idea of some of the technology that they've packed in here, I wrote about this for USA Today and for Techish. You can read it on techish.com. The ball itself has a sensor inside of it that tracks every single touch and reports the ball's exact location 500 times per second. And to get an idea of what that means, your television shows about 60 frames per second.
Wow.
So the ball records the action almost 10 times faster than any video can show it.
That's to prevent people doing the old switcheroo on the ball and adding an extra ball and then saying, hey, we got a goal. You just didn't see it. See, this is stopping that.
Has that really happened?
Maybe in West Virginia.
That's a great...
I'm kidding.
It's the reason it happens is knowing the precise moment and the exact spot a foot, a knee, a head, or a hand meets the ball. That moment, as we all know, with offsides, can decide who wins the game. So that's one of the tools that they're using when it comes down to that VAR and that, these balls are sailing around at 80 miles an hour. that's one way to know what's happening in real time.
You've got sort of the future happening right there. And then you've got struggles and challenges and battles that are eternal. It's our battle against bugs, right? And whether you're out in the backyard or whatever this weekend, you want to be able to survive, right? Whether it's mosquitoes or other things that are happening. The struggle is real, Jen. So the fact that we're making advances on the people versus bug front, I think is exciting.
You know, there's now bug technology, bug gadgets that you can run with an app on your phone. Thermacell has rechargeable mosquito repellers. These are in the $50 range, and they create a 20-foot protection zone. So it's perfect for your porch and, you know, kind of this repellent, spatial repellent. There's no skin contact. There's no scent. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to establish the zone, but all you have to do is push an app on your smartphone before guests arrive, and it repels the mosquitoes. So at least, you know, you're not coming in from those fireworks shows with little red dots all over your body, which has happened to me several times. Not in West Virginia. I'm sorry he's picking on you so much, State.
No. But I mean, everybody needs a little help. West Virginia would be the first to volunteer for advancements on anti-bug stuff. And so to let the listeners know, we're here in the Chicagoland area. We definitely have a lot of mosquitoes. Where you are is out on the West Coast. You're on the mysterious Wimpy Island. And do you guys have a lot of bugs out there? I mean, what are your worries on the bug side?
It's definitely mosquitoes, no-see-ums, little teeny tiny. I call them teeny tiny mosquitoes. There's going to be some bugologists listening to this. I know that's not the proper term. But the no-see-ums are really bad out here. The mosquitoes are bad. And then we have wasps and hornets. So, yeah, unfortunately, these repellents don't work against them. But the best fix that we have that we've found for the biting bee family, again, it's a wasp or a hornet, I know. The best thing that we have for those are fake out paper mache kind of nests, not paper mache, just paper nests that are really inexpensive on Amazon. Those work amazing.
Wow. Okay, so you're kind of scaring them. You're reasoning with them. You're telling them that this is not a safe place and that they should vacate. One of the things that you want to do when it comes to being comfortable out there, you got to get the bugs away, but also being cool. It has been so hot, Jen, and it's nice to see. I was always kind of skeptical. I saw the infomercials about the neck wearable, you know, sort of a towel that you wear around. But I guess they work and they're getting better.
Oh, they work amazingly well. There's one called the Torus Coolify, T-O-R-R-A-S Coolify. It's the newest, fanciest cooling neck wearable. It's expensive. It's around $280, but it is the gold standard. It has thermoelectric plates and directional airflow to drop your neck skin temperature by about 10 degrees within seconds. And then, of course, you mentioned the budget alternative, that $15 soak and ring cooling towel, no battery required.
So we want in the minute or so that we've got left, people are giving sort of their inspiration, what it is that they're doing. So what are you guys doing? What are you and Roddy and the family doing out for 4th of July? You're going to run around with sparklers? You're going to cook up some burgers? What are you doing?
Normally, we head to the tallest point on the island where we live, and we watch other people's fireworks. You know, we watch them go off all over the place. But this year, Dane, it is overcast and misty. It's not pouring rain, but we're having one of those, you know, typical Seattle area weeks. I don't know that we'll see much out here this year. So we have some company in town. We have friends over right now. We stayed up playing really cool dominoes game last night, put all the phones away, went old school, and just enjoying our friends and family.
That's definitely the thing to do is get here. You got a lot of time if it's cloudy out there to get online and check out all the things from Jen Jolly. So, Jen, before we let you go, you give the website for people to get more information, keep up with all the stories?
Techish.com, where the minute we get off the phone today, I'm going to publish my top picks for summer gadgets, the must-do tips for actually taking decent fireworks photos, and all kinds of other kind of catch-up this week and go into next week, knowing everything that you need to know about tech and life.